Happy Monday, Bucks fans. This is the Monday Morning Joe podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com, and it's no happy Monday. If you're like me, you are miserable. You don't know what to do with yourself. You are totally on edge. You're pulling your hair out. And then this afternoon comes, 2:30, 2:35, and Dirk Cutter announces that the guy who is 0-4 in his last four starts, the guy with 7 touchdowns and 8 picks, I believe, I don't have in front of me, in those four starts, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's your starting quarterback for your 3-6 Buccaneers at the Giants on Sunday. And I like Fitz. I like Fitz a lot, but I like this franchise a lot more. I have a long-term vision and a view and when I look at the Bucs. I care about them. They're my team. I want them to win. I want them to do what's best for the team. Dirk Cutter has a short-term view. He's trying to save his ass. He's trying to save his job. He cares about this year. He couldn't give a crap about next year. And I get it. But that's not what's in the best interest of this team at 3-6. We're going to talk about why, but I'm also going to talk about some other things that came up on Friday and some other things out of this game on Sunday against the Redskins and more. So I appreciate you being here. The podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, a Tampa institution a mile north of the stadium or so on Dale Mabry Highway. Bill Curry Ford. Go to BillCurryFord.com and shop online. Any price you find there with their already transparent pricing at BillCurryFord.com. Simple. You go to new general manager Sean Sullivan. You get $500 off for saying that you read Joe Bucks Fan or you listen to the podcast. Think about that. That's pretty cool. Also, even more cool is Bill Curry Ford is your home for nationwide lifetime warranty on new vehicles and pre-owned vehicles. How about that? Nationwide lifetime warranty. There's no catch. All the details are at BillCurryFord.com. BillCurryFord.com. Check them out. Love Bill Curry Ford. And we're also presented by Discount Garage Doors. DGDoors.com. Use your Joe Bucks Fan discount code. I'll talk more about them later. Man, they are awesome. Now, last Friday, I listened to, I'm the guy on JoeBucksFan.com, my business partner, the other Joe, my buddy from years ago. We started this thing out of love of the Bucks and thought, maybe we'll make some extra beer money, get this thing going. Maybe we can make $100 a month each or something and have a little fun doing it. Never imagined it would be like this, though we did go into it with a plan, with a march to world dominance of the world of Buccaneers coverage, but not like this. Anyway, I got to make myself smile because I'm so pissed off at what this team is doing and where it's going and how it's all turned into a crap show in a matter of about a month, although the seeds have been planted long ago. Anyway, the Buccaneers, Dirk Cutter is on the Buccaneers Radio Network. His show is every Friday. I listen. Because, hey, the coach is talking. That's insight. That's valuable stuff. Even if 40 out of 50 minutes I've heard before, I listen to it to see what I can glean. Well, Cutter is on the air there all in the first half hour. And he explains that not only does he not touch the defense and really give it a lot of attention, he will not mandate anything on, that's his word, mandate anything on the defensive side of the ball. He won't veto anything, his word, on that side of the ball. He doesn't believe that's being a good coach. He doesn't believe in that. So he just lets his defensive coaches do whatever the hell they want, and he never tells them not to do something. This is out of the coach's mouth. You're the head coach. Now, Cutter started his regime by saying, and I thought it was just sort of a humble take kind of thing by him at the time. He started his regime by saying, oh, no. I'm not going to meddle with the defense and oversee anything there. I might just muck things up. You know, Mike Smith and these guys, they've been doing it their whole life. it sounded nice back in 2016. But as time has gone on, and he's been asked about this in different ways, including from myself, it all culminates in on Friday, him letting us all know that he might as well not even be the head coach of the team when it comes to the defense, and that's out of hand. Imagine wherever you work, your organization, whatever it is, your sales team, your dental practice, your, not that I know any dentists other than my own, your anything you are. Imagine being the boss and completely not meddling even when something is screwed up. Now, it doesn't mean Cutter has to be a Shiano micromanager. That doesn't mean anything at all. But there's a, you know, there's an old NFL Films clip of Greg Schiano, and he's on the sidelines and he's got the headset on and he's talking to Mike Sullivan, telling him to take a deep shot, which I thought is, you know, was fun. It's a good, they're playing the Chiefs. The Bucks blew him out. It's at home and you can look that up. Maybe you'll find it, but he's talking to Mike Sullivan. Then the defensive coordinator, nicknamed Sully, is like, Sully, you know, whatever, and they take a shot, and they get a touchdown. Dirk Cutter, no, he doesn't do that. He doesn't mandate, and it's just a crappy way to be a head coach. And you know what? If Cutter is that hands-off on defense because he thinks he's incompetent, then you know what? Take your offseason and go study with a defensive mind somewhere to make yourself a better coach, to make yourself able to do that. I don't, it was just really sat with me the wrong way. And, you know, you think about Raheem Morris, who was no legendary head coach, although he looks legendary around these parts for his 10-6 season, starting 10 freaking rookies back in 2010, made starts during that year. Unbelievable. Raheem Morris left the Bucks and went to Washington because he wanted to coach there. And even though he could have just hung out and collected Team Glazer money, he went there to learn the 3-4 defense. Then he goes to Atlanta with Dan Quinn. And then he becomes an offensive coach in Atlanta because Dan Quinn wants him to, thinks he'll be a good guy as a receivers coach, that he understands the offense and he can learn the schemes and that he knows how to defend receivers, and he entrusts Raheem there, and now Raheem is the passing game coordinator and helps make the game plans. He's one of the few coaches who's ever coached in the NFL on both sides of the ball. And Dirk Cutter, you know, he'll watch the worst defense in the history of football, and he won't say anything. Nope, I won't veto anything. I won't go say, hey, we got to blitz more, or we got to do this or that. Nope, doesn't believe in that. Crazy stuff. Also, Cutter said on Friday that DeSean Jackson has a full green light to go in whenever he wants to return punts. This came out of Dirk Cutter's mouth. And understand, I didn't hear it wrong. I wrote it up at joebucksfan.com as a story with some harsh language in it, harsh sentiment, not harsh language. And if there was anything wrong with what I wrote, the Bucks would have let me know. Somebody would have texted me, maybe Cutter himself. And I make that point just to, for anybody who says, nah, maybe you didn't get that right, or, you know, you screwed that up, Joe. No, that's not what happened. DeSean Jackson has the green light to return punts whenever he wants. And Cutter has said publicly that he's like the best punt returner in the game. Explosive, whatever, we saw what he did earlier this season when he was in there. Except he hasn't returned a freaking punt in weeks. Last time was against the Browns. No, excuse me. Last time he didn't return punts against the Browns, even though there was a punt in overtime, and at that point in the game, DeSean Jackson had yet to catch a pass. So what gives? Nate Katzer, the special teams coordinator, had told me that when Jackson comes in as a punt returner, it makes the whole punt unit better. There's just extra energy and juice, and he said a lot of times that's what you need in special teams, blah, blah, blah. Well, sure enough, the Redskins come in on Sunday. Bucks obviously need a spark. DeSean Jackson chooses not to return a punt. 4 games in a row now. And he was team captain on Sunday after asking for a trade. And this is all Dirk Cutter. You telling me Cutter can't go up to that guy in overtime and say, D-Jack, it's overtime. Work your magic. Get your ass in there. What the hell is going on? You know, the essence of coaching, and my dad was a coach. Coached football. He coached basketball primarily. The essence of coaching is getting the most out of your talent, getting the most out of your players, and getting them to respond to you. It doesn't matter the sport. That's baseball, basketball, could be 12-year-old basketball players, could be high school, whatever. Same thing in football. Get the most out of your players and get them to respond to you and maximize their talents, not just use your scheme and try to force them into a scheme if it doesn't meet their talents. Right? If you're a fast-breaking basketball coach, if you're constantly running the break, go, 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 put your rebound and push it up the court, if you don't have the horses, if you don't have the ball handlers to do that, you can't do that. Anyway, DeSean Jackson not returning punts, I mean, Cutter, dude's got an obligation to get that guy out there, not all the time, but pick your spots, and damn it, the Bucks have had their spots where they have needed a spark. And in that overtime punt, Adam Humphries fielded it, lost 6 yards. Crazy. Crazy stuff. That Jackson has the green light and doesn't use it, I just don't get it. It's just another little slice of life on this team, which is absolutely out of hand at this point. And I appreciate you enduring my frustration because, you know what? We all feel this way in some way or fashion or another. I guess there are some people out there who are excited that, oh, the draft is here and we're going to get a good pick and let's just tank for the draft and play the young players. There's 7 games left. I want to see some good football, and I'm still hurt that this team sucks and it doesn't have to, and the coaching is so, so bad at this point. Discount Garage Doors. This is a local company with tremendous prices. They're founded here. They serve 18 counties across Florida. You can get a new garage door starting at $499. I've heard the ads, but I know the bosses at the company, and they are top shelf. Many listeners have used them already. Free service call / diagnosis. You got a problem with your door, it's making a weird sound, or it doesn't go up, doesn't go down, whatever. You've all been there. Homeowners, many of them have. I know my garage door has been there. You call them up, 866-420-DOOR. They work 7 days a week. They're going to come out free to your house for a service call /diagnosis, and you can get it fixed on the spot. They've got a great selection of new doors, or, hey, if you don't want to do it, or you want to shop around, no problem. That's how it works. They have financing options. They won't be beat on price. Discount Garage Doors. The name says it all. DGDoors.com. They have coupons on their website. Man, I can't say enough about them. DGDoors.com. Use your Joe Bucks Fan discount code. That will get you even more money off if you buy a new door or you need some service done. So we appreciate their support, and they are awesome. Just like Bill Curry Ford. Now, I'm like a lot of Bucks fans. I'm frustrated as heck, and I'm just a little different than Bucks fans because I get to have access. I hope everybody read on Joe Bucks Fan my interview with Adrian Peterson, or most of my interview with Adrian Peterson. He did want to play for the Bucks. Was genuinely impressed by Jameis. And I know, I've seen the comments, oh, what'd you expect him to say about Jameis? This is Adrian Peterson. The guy is not going to talk about someone he doesn't want to talk about. Just, if he didn't like Jameis, he'd say, I wish him well. you know, we didn't get too close, and you know, he's on another team. I'm not going to talk about him. Peterson wanted to talk about Jameis. He thought about it. Just to show you how this stuff goes down, he was out of getting dressed, talking to somebody else, and I said, "Hey, Adrian, I want to talk to you, ask you a couple of questions about the Bucks and Jameis. I don't want to do it around the crowd of DC media when you're eventually going to talk. So can I get some time one-on-one, you know, to get a straight answer for you?" And he's looking me up and down, and he's like, "I think I know you from somewhere." I'm like, "I don't think so." Well, anyway, blah, blah, blah. We talked about something else. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Hold on. And so I wait for him. He gets to a point where he's ready. And, you know, we go over in advance. "Hey, I'm going to ask you about Jameis and whatever." And he's like, "Okay, cool. No problem." And I asked him about Jameis, and, you know, it's all legit. I mean, you can tell when a guy's not being sincere. And Jameis, of course, is not going to be the quarterback on Sunday. And Dirk Koetter announced today. And I just don't get it. I'm not the big Jameis honk, the big Jameis rah-rah cheerleader guy at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm not an anti-Jameis. I was not a Florida State fan. And I'm just kind of, you know, evaluating the guy from what I see. And here's what I do know. Ryan Fitzpatrick, as Dirk Koetter says, gives us the best chance to win. Win what? We're 3-6. What are we going to win? If they go on a run, somehow they go on a run, which I don't believe they have the horses to do it, or the coaching. But if they somehow won 6 out of 7, then what have we accomplished? Ryan Fitzpatrick might not even want to play next year. And there's no reason to think he could keep it up. So what have we accomplished by going on a run? We're not going to make the playoffs. We're not going to win the Super Bowl with this team this year. So Ryan Fitzpatrick gives us the best chance to win. What are we winning? What's the end game, Dirk? The end game should be to put Jameis Winston out there and let him play. Let's see what he's got. Now, we've seen him for 48 games. We've seen highs. We've seen lows. We've seen a lot of good. We've seen a lot of bad. But there's nobody who can really say that the guy totally sucks. No chance that the book is completely closed on Jameis and that no NFL team would take him. It's just not the case. He's our best potential option at quarterback right now, so he should be on the field because he has an NFL future. And I don't know what he's going to do if Jameis gets on the field. I don't know if he'll have 3 good games, 4 bad games, throw picks, tantalize, be great, and not really change anybody's opinion at all. Or he might be great, or he might suck, and then everybody knows, you know what? Bucks gave Jameis everything they had, every opportunity. He's out. But to keep him on the bench as the backup quarterback, which means ownership is fine with him going in, cold, when you're more likely to get hurt. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the best quarterback option on this team. On a 4-game losing streak, when he's thrown more picks than touchdowns in that stretch, the guy made bad decisions running the football yesterday. Go watch the tape. He ran himself out of a first down. He ran himself out of field goal range or a chance at 4th and short by throwing a pass 10 yards down the field to Adam Humphries. You know, you saw that. He thought it might be a backwards pass, but it wasn't. Imagine if Jameis ran 12 yards down the field and threw a forward pass. You know, the lens that Jameis is viewed under, it's a different microscope than what we use for Fitzpatrick, and I'm okay with that. The expectations are different. But how is Jameis not in the game for Sunday? That's just not helping the franchise in any way, unless there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know. And if that's the case, why is Jameis active as the backup? It just keeps getting worse. just keeps getting worse. Dirk Cutter calls plays, and the Bucks score 3 points. It's not all Dirk's fault, but you're the play caller, man. You made a change because you thought it would give you the best chance to win, and you scored three. Three! Chandler Catanzaro gets cut today. It was a month too late. We'll see what the new kicker does. Been disconnected for a little bit, so I don't know if they have a new kicker yet. They may already have announced it. I don't know. I waited till the evening to do this podcast. Nighttime by now, actually. Out of frustration, because I really am having trouble living with myself as a Bucks fan right now. And I'll get over it. I'll be fine by tomorrow or so. It's tough. These are tough times. And I was upbeat last week because I was focusing on a new coach. I said on the podcast before the Redskins game last week that after the Bucks came out and got mauled by Carolina in the first half, that was the end for Dirk. It's time to focus on a new coach and all that stuff. But it's taken a bigger step back in 1 week to show up like that at home. And the Fitz and the Jameis thing, you got to forgive me. Got to forgive me for my pain here at JoeBucksFan.com. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, there is going to be a new coach. No doubt about it. I would assume there's going to be a new general manager. What order that will be, I don't know. Ira Kaufman has some interesting thoughts on that. I'm going to give an advance plug to the Ira Kaufman podcast tomorrow that we taped earlier. But the gist was that the Glazers picked the coach. That's their thing, and that will continue. And I have to agree with Ira on that. Ownership wants to pick the head coach. So I think the 90% chance they go that route. I don't know where this is going to go, but the big names are probably going to be out there. Good chance Mike McCarthy. Great chance John Harbaugh. And they all sound great compared to Mr. Dirk Cutter. I don't like some of the other retread names that are out there right now. And I'm not sure how they want to approach it. Maybe there is a college name that they want to go after, or a younger coach, and really strip this thing down and start from scratch. You could make a case that maybe a new coach and Team Glazer would look at this and say, well, if we draft a new quarterback and really develop a young team, we'll be coming on right when the Saints are starting to fall off, because they're all about being built to win now, and Matt Ryan's getting older. And you could make a couple of all kinds of lame excuses to yourself. But, you know, there's no excuse in the NFL. You got to put together a good physical team, and you got to win. I talked to Doug Williams, the general manager. That's not his exact title, but that's what he serves as with the Redskins, yesterday after the game. And Williams acknowledges that he's built a physical team, and the Redskins are physical. They are a physical football team. Defense, even those backup offensive linemen, they get after it, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. I think many ways Alex Smith sets that tone, and they're pretty well coached on defense. They're getting better. Physical team. I started talking a little bit with Williams about physical team. He didn't want to talk anymore with me, which that's fine. But man, the Bucs, you got to be physical in this league to win. You really do. You have to have a mindset. The league has changed, but the physicality in the league has not changed. The trenches, the importance of it, and what generates what separates the great teams from the crappy teams, you need that attitude. And you look at all the loafing on the Buccaneers offensive line, guys standing around, not playing to the whistle. I've talked about it here before. It's bad, and there's no accountability, and I'm not going to rehash all that, but it's bad. It was bad in this game, and it's an organizational problem that you need to hire somebody who is just not going to tolerate anything less than a physical club. And that's not always a winning formula, right? Look, Jacksonville's imploding. They're 3-6, and they've got a crack the whip kind of regime and a head coach, and they're physical, and they can't win. You also need a quarterback, and there's a lot to it. But the Bucs right now are far, far away, in my opinion. They have talent, but they don't have a coach. They do not have a head coach, and nobody wins without a head coach. So what we really have to look forward to is the hope of that new head coach, which it's not going to come now. I don't think they make any kind of move on Dirk. I just hope the team shows some freaking pride, understands that there are fans who have paid for 4 more games to watch them, who people who like you who have lived all year long waiting for this season. And while, yeah, you may love a better draft pick, let's see some physical football. Let's see some pride. Let's see a lot of these guys act like they want to be back next year. Is that too much to ask? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And this podcast is available to you on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play. You can subscribe at any of those platforms, which means you just get a free alert to your phone that the podcast posted, and you can listen right there. Any review is great. I appreciate your support. JoeBucksFan.com. We're always committed to bringing you as much as we can that we're interested in, and the numbers have been fantastic, so I can't say enough about that. We actually could bust 20 million pages viewed on the website this year. 20 million. And that's not total. That's just this year, which would be a new record for us. And it was just really extraordinary. And I'm grateful. Grateful to all of you. I'm grateful that the Bucks are here. But, man, this stuff has to get a lot better. And Vita Vea getting pushed around. You watch this guy get... He's getting mauled. Vita Vea is getting pushed around. Donovan Smith in the run game, half the time lately, he blocks somebody and the guy doesn't move. It's bad. Gerald McCoy played pretty well in this game. A lot of McCoy haters and whatnot. If you really go watch it, McCoy does a lot of good things in there. And I'm really looking forward to the film coming out, the All-22 coming out on Tuesday. I'm not making McCoy a Pro Bowler out of this game, but he played pretty well. The new guy in the secondary, Adams, is at least a live body. And the defense was better. But you know what? Somehow, some way, every quarterback throws for 70-plus percent on the Bucs, and that's just bad defense, however you slice it, because nobody goes into a game with that as the goal, and the Bucks come out with that as the result just about every single time. So hang in there. Got the Giants next week. Am I going to make a prediction? No, but I would predict them to lose. Fitz on the road in the cold with a team that's not playing well around him. He's lost 4 in a row. He's playing like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm not sure that the Bucks defense is going to be able to cover the weapons, and they can't get a pick, which is driving Brent Grimes crazy. If you read Ira Kaufman's column, he cornered Brent Grimes in the locker room, finally got him to chit-chat, and he had some neat comments there. That's at JoeBucksFan.com as well. I'm going to get out of here. Bill Curry Ford, support them, great dealership. You know the quality of Ford, BillCurryFord.com. Nationwide lifetime warranty and discount garage doors. We thank them for their support. Hey, I think anybody who made it to the end of the podcast, you guys are frustrated. I don't know if I'd want to listen to this podcast because of my frustration, but if I were just back in my only a fan days. But I know there's tens of thousands of you in this boat, and I appreciate the thousands of you, not tens, who listen to the podcast and support us at JoeBucksFan.com. I got no enlightening words for you other than change is coming. It will restore hope. It will give us a shot. We're probably going to have some good options in the draft. We don't have any kind of salary cap crisis, even if Jameis gets hurt. Get that out of your head. And they haven't bungled the picks and mortgaged the future, so there's plenty to work with as we hit the offseason. And, hey, I hope the Bucs play some good football going forward for you, because I don't root for the team to lose. And one of the great crimes of this whole Jameis fiasco is that the organization, think about this, the organization sanctioned tanking a football game that people paid good money for back in 2014. They tanked the season finale, and it didn't mean a damn thing. They got a quarterback that they're ready to throw out the window. And you tanked a football game for that. You put your integrity and threw it in the garbage. It's just bad. It's bad. It's come full circle. We're on our seventh kicker. And enough of the negativity. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting JoeBucksFan.com. Thanks for hanging in there with me. And we'll see you next week.